telling us about something happening and you want to the conclusion to be able to...
Wait a minute, you didn't get what I'm talking about.
You start to talk about something else.
He said, first of all, I said you need to come out to go to Khalil. And you, as a habit,
you made it black and white. Like, oh yes, okay, so we need to come out to go to Khalil.
He said, no. Take another look, it looks like a caliph is waiting for you. This relationship we are talking, you coming out, is not one way. It's two ways together. A loud call was coming, come, O seeker. It looks... Okay, here, we talk about something, right? And at the beginning, because of that interruption, we talked about the poetic language, right? So here is a poetic language. It's beautiful. And me, being the master of deception, I could interpret it and turn it around, especially because you don't know the language, I make it up. So I misled you. Hypothetically, I said something here. How could you be sure that I'm not deceiving you, or I'm not dumb? How? I told you this. If something is here and looks like this, I did it when I was that boy, really. I go through the book to see, is there anything like this? Is there somewhere else he's talking exactly this subject or not? And I found it several times. Here, he talks about that holy message, come back to me. Which is quite understandable. If we are talking about the separation, the one who did this separation is calling for coming back together. Okay? This is in here. Later we find some other example. What is that? You remember the story of the water?
Yeah.
Somewhere else, he will explain this another way. He will say, there are these 30 thirsty fellows who are looking for the water. Guess what? The water is seeking the thirsty fellows. Let me give you another example over there. We will come to that. He will say, let's talk about generosity. The generous people are looking for the poor people and they need them, because if there is no poor people, what is the meaning of generosity? Could you be generous when everybody is rich? No. Later, another example, he said, you don't know how the enemies are calling each other, because each side of the coin needs the other side of the coin. So repeatedly, I find it. Therefore, I'm sure that I'm not dumb and I'm not misleading you or myself. It's not that one verse, yes, one verse you could twist it around. One paragraph, you could interpret it differently. Continuity. Because this is one man talking to us. It's not a group of studies put together. So, he knows. He will repeat it again and again and again, because he knows repetition will do something, especially to intelligence. Therefore, we are in the middle of paragraph, who started, well, no, that was last paragraph. Last paragraph was, listen, it's very confusing if you look at it superficially. It looks like God needs us. Answer that. If he's calling me back, he needs me. And could you say God is needy? I said, no, it's not need. Understand that there are two sides of the coin. I mean, this spirituality was made for you. And the thirst of it is in you. So, creation works like this. Two different parts coming together. This was the last paragraph we saw. Then, He has thought that something else, which he said, oh, I need so many explanation for this. Why? Because he's not that story. He went to tell you that this is not something to say that, okay, I'm the poor guy who was created needy and I have to come out and blah, 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 blah. Those are nonsenses, because each part could show you the other one and things like that. Then, let me tell you about being a dervish, being a Sufi. This being Sufi, dervish, stuff like that, which are all talking about that thirst in you for the water. He said, but there is two coming of this. There are people who are in love with Haq, and there are people who are different. No matter what, we put them in one category. They are not the true one. He talked about a true dervish, right? He said there is a difference between a dervish to God and thirsty of God, and a dervish which is thirsty for something else. If you need to be closer to Haq, it's a different matter that you need to be closer to something else. Because you could do this with a different intention. First of all, if it's not now, but oh yes, you could say even now. Nowadays, let's say I will call someone in Iran and I will tell them that, do you know that the Guri is studying this book? And the Guri is studying this? What they could say, what would they say? They could say, oh yes, we hear now it's fashionable to love Rumi. Do you have an answer for that? Yes. Nowadays it's fashionable. 100 years ago it was not. Right? In Rumi's time it was fashionable. So we'll say, because in Rumi's time, it was not like this. Everywhere we're doing something for Rumi and for being a dervish, and they had a lot of different centers, different peers to go, and a lot of ceremonies, and if you were not dervish, was like you are illiterate. Now an illiterate fellow in this society suffers a lot, right? You have to have some degree of literacy. In Rumi's time was this. And you say, these are two different subjects. If you like to know, or if you want to become literate because it's fashionable, it's always like that. He says, these are two different things, and how can I explain these two different things to you? You have to answer me. Yes, it's difficult. Rumi said, oh, I need a lot of explanation. Let's stop it here. Let's first understand that these are two things, but we cannot talk about it too much here. I have to give you a lot of explanation. Later we come to this. Go to verse 2759. The exposition of this saying demands a commentary, but I'm afraid of snake your senile minds. So, this thing, this fashionable stuff and blah blah, because you see that this is going a little bit far from the subject we're talking about. Now we are talking about bringing your intelligence and heart together, right? He said, but listen, first of all, you are being called for that, and there is a difference between illusion and the truth. One of the things that stands out is the word illusion, vahm, which is always too negative in time of Rumi. And he said, illusion is whatever you think, but I want to talk about something which is not the illusion. It was here before the illusion was here. It was here before anything nothing exists there. That's hat. Hat is not illusion. But how could I talk about it? Because there is someone who is in love with himself and is illusional. This fellow could not be in love with hat. Could he? Imagine someone in love with himself and with his illusion. Then he could not be in love with hat. This is what he was talking. Let's go 2757. How should he that is in love with his own imagination, which is not imagination. Imagination is there, but it's not. I will translate the Persian later. What shall be in love with his own imagination and conception be one of them that is in love with the Lord of bounties? See, it's good, it's nice, but there are tricks over there, because over there is عاشق تصویر و وهم خیشتن. If you talk to an enemy, they will give you another interpretation here. Because he said image, right? Somebody who is love with the image and his own illusion. What do I do? I don't do this. Do you remember what did I do? Now, tasvir is taf'il, it's Arabic. First of all, I do not ever forget to look at the word, if it is Arabic or Persian. Then, tasvir is taf'il. The verb itself is sobar. Right? And the simple thing is tasavvur. Interpret now tasavvur instead of tasvir. Tasavvur is whatever you picture in your mind, your thinking, your imagination. Not the image. The imagination and vahm is illusion. Somebody who is in love with his own imagination and illusion. This fellow could not be in love with what? Here, the word is zulmanan, which is so Arabic that the Iranian will not understand it. But we'll tell you that how it's a good word to appreciate, because this is one of the adjectives we use for God. But what it means, zulmanan? That zul means having, being the master of, being at the top of, having them both. Being two-dimensional, not one-dimensional. Being in the recent vocabulary, we could say three-dimensional instead of linear. And that's zulmanan, which is manan. What is manan? بلند را آمدی.
منت.
And when you say منت to a Persian, you say, ah, yes. You know what? When you need something and I do it for you, then I'm expecting a lot of respect and reward, because don't ever forget I did it for you. I'm putting manat on you. It means you owe me something.
Obligation
in a way, yeah. Zulmanan means the one who has all, is the master of obligation. We oblige to him only, because we oblige to no one. We oblige to the Creator only. That's the word he prefers here. Although it's Arabic, it's not even Persian. I mean, Iranians, they don't understand it really. By this, then he will repeat it, because he realized that it was difficult. So put it another way. But what? No. I was talking about you going out, right? I was talking about you coming out of yourself. But I said you could be motivated by self-interest or real interest.
Right?